Well, I'm so thankful for the promises of God. We're going to be looking again tonight at the Word of God, Psalm, in Psalm 119. So you can go ahead and turn there tonight. We're going to be in verse 137 to 144, Psalm 119. I'm sure that most of you were pretty stirred up yesterday with the sad news about the school shooting. I don't know how anyone could hear such news and not be stirred by that news that claimed 19 elementary students and two adults. A very horrible situation. And so we're going to try to finish early tonight so we can spend a little bit of time at the end of our service just in prayer for those families and first responders and the pastors and counselors that are helping those people down there. But tonight we're going to be looking at this Zadai section. It begins in verse 137, and this Hebrew letter Zadai, it sounds a lot like the word righteous in the Hebrew. And in fact, the word righteous and righteousness begins with this letter. And righteousness or righteous is one of the key words in this section. It's found in five times in these eight verses. And it declares that God is righteous and His Word is righteous, meaning that God is right. He's always right. His Word is always right. In fact, His righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, He tells us in verse 142. And so, not just His righteousness, but the righteousness of His testimonies is everlasting, verse 144. I'm so thankful that our God is a righteous God. And there will be justice one day for all of these injustices that are done on this earth. And so we can count on that one day there's going to be a judgment day. But there's another key word before we read through this passage. There's another key word that runs through this passage besides righteous or righteousness, and that is the word zeal. And this is a word that reflects David's emotions and his passions for God's righteousness. And I'm going to go ahead and read this passage, and when we come to verse 139, you'll see something about David's zeal for the Lord and for His Word. Verse 137 says, "Righteous art Thou, O Lord, and upright are Thy judgments. Thy testimonies that Thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful." Remember, Tim was talking about God is faithfully faithful. He's very faithful. His Word is very faithful. I'm thankful for that. Verse 139, "My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten Thy words. Thy Word is very pure, therefore Thy servants loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget Thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and Thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish had taken hold on me, yet Thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of Thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank You so much for the zeal that David had for Your Word. and for your righteousness, your righteous character, who you are. And I'm thankful that your word is a righteous word, and it's right, it's true, it's pure. It's been tried in the fire and found to be very faithful and true. And I'm so grateful that we have your promises tonight, that we have your perfect word tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd give us this same kind of zeal that David had for you and for your word. A zeal that consumes us, a zeal that leads us to righteous living. Lord, we certainly need that today more than ever, as we were reminded yesterday of so much wickedness in our world today, so much darkness, so much brokenness, so many people that are in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So many people that have no hope. And we, as your people, we have hope in you, and we need to share that hope in this hopeless world. So, Father, give us a zeal. Give us a zeal that consumes us. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to read again verse 139. He said, "My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words." And so David, he had a zeal that consumed him, almost like a fire would consume a house. There was a fire that was burning in his bones. And I want to say that zeal, it's an intense emotion. And it comes from a root word that means to boil with heat or to be hot. And so the root word for zeal in the Greek language, it speaks of like boiling water. And it's used metaphorically of our zeal, our spirit's zeal to be... So I want you to see by this analogy of boiling with heat to be hot, I want you to see how intense this emotion is. And it's used in both a bad sense and a good sense in the scripture. In a bad sense, the word speaks of a boiling anger or envy or jealousy. Even the word jealousy is translated from the same word in the scripture. It's just, you got to look at the context and determine if it's zeal or jealousy. And so jealousy, it's a very intense emotion that boils up within a person. And that's in the negative sense. But in the good sense, it speaks of a fervent zeal for something that is good. It's a fervent love. And here, David's zeal, it was a righteous zeal. It was a zeal for God. He had a zeal for God's name and His Word. Because it says there, "Mine enemies have forgotten thy words." And so it all had to do with the Word of God. He was consumed with the zeal because of how the enemies of God were treating God's Word. I want to ask tonight the question, what are you zealous about? What are you zealous about? What gets you stirred up? Do you have any fire in your soul? And what is that fire towards? And you know, the Bible has a lot to say about zeal. And in fact, even in the Psalms and several places in the Old Testament and even the New Testament, it talks about the zeal of the Lord. Even the Lord has a zeal. I'm going to just read one verse to you as an example. In Isaiah 9:7, when it speaks of the prophecy of the Messiah and His millennial kingdom, it says, "Of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." There are several scriptures that I don't want to take the time to go to, but that God issues a promise, and then it says, the zeal of the Lord of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. And so even God is zealous about his honor. He's zealous about his glory. He's zealous about keeping his word, his promises. He's zealous for his righteousness. And in the New Testament, we read about the zeal of Jesus, for example, in John 2:17. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And this was after he cleansed the temple at the beginning of his ministry. We know he also did it at the end of his ministry. But this is a quotation from Psalm 69:9. The zeal of thine house had eaten me up. It consumed Jesus. It was a righteous zeal for God's house to be honored as a house of prayer, a house of worship. And that made it a house, a den of thieves and robbers. And so he drove them out. I don't know if you remember, if you have been reading in our Abide reading in Numbers, when we were going through chapter 25 here recently, the zeal of Phinehas. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, in chapter 25, verse 11, it says, the son of Aaron the priest had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. There you see the words used in both the positive and negative. Phinehas was zealous for God, and God was jealous for his name's sake. In the New Testament, I think about the example of Epaphras in Colossians 4. Paul told about this man, this servant of Christ, in verse 12 and 13, how that he was always laboring fervently for these saints in prayer. He said that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Verse 13, he says, for I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them that are in Hierapolis. So this is a man that had a great zeal. A great zeal for the people of God. A great zeal for prayer. Praying fervently for the people of God. Did you know tonight that God wants you to have zeal? God wants you to be zealous. I think about Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Zealous of good works. God saved us for that reason, that we'd be zealous for good works. But here's what's important. It's important that we be zealous about the right things. It's important that we are zealous about the right things. We can have a zeal about the wrong things. We can have a zeal for things that don't really matter in life. But we need to check out our zeal for God, our zeal for His Word. You know, I think of an example of someone that had a zeal that it was for something, a wrong thing, and that was Simon the Zealot. He was one whom Jesus called to be his disciple. Now, before he became a disciple of Jesus, he was a zealot, meaning that he was part of this political group that was trying to overthrow Rome. They were wanting to take up swords, and they were wanting to fight against Rome and break the oppression of Rome. And so he was very zealous about political things, about temporal things. But when Jesus called him and changed his life, we see that Simon became zealous about spiritual things, things that really mattered. He was zealous about the kingdom of God and zealous for his Lord, eternal things. Tonight I want to look at three things based on verse 139, my zeal. He's talking about my zeal, and that's I want to talk about my zeal tonight, and I want you to think about that in a personal way. I'm not talking about just me, but I'm talking about your zeal. And so number one, my zeal must be based upon God's righteousness. My zeal must be based upon God's righteousness. In verse 137 again, he says, "Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful." I think these verses about the righteousness of God, it reminds us that we need to keep our zeal based upon the righteousness of God. Because as I said, our zeal can be misplaced. Our zeal is not always right. We can be zealous about the wrong things. And so we need to make sure that our zeal is based on the righteousness of God. You know, I think of Paul before his conversion. In Philippians 3:6, he said this concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So Paul talked about the zeal that he had before his conversion. He had a zeal, but it was misplaced zeal. He was persecuting the church of Jesus Christ. I think about what Paul said in Romans 10, verse 2, concerning his people, the Jews, the Israelites. He said, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." They had a zeal, but it was not according to knowledge. And so it's very important for us tonight that our zeal is based upon God's righteousness. It needs to be based upon the righteousness of God's word, because as I said, our righteousness or our zeal may not be righteous. It may not be right, but God's is always right. His character is always right. His word is always right. As I pointed out already in verse 144, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. God is always right. Amen. His word is always right. So we need to make sure that our zeal is in line with the Word of God. Make sure our zeal is in line with God's righteousness. We must measure it by the Word of God. And David, I think he understood the righteous character of God as it was displayed in the Word of God, that was something that stirred up his zeal. That is something that his zeal was according to that righteousness of God. And so let's ask ourselves tonight, does my zeal line up with God's righteousness? Does my zeal line up with God's righteousness? Does it line up with the Word of God, with what is right? It may be that tonight we have a zeal for something that's not right. Maybe we have a zeal for something that's wrong, and we need to correct course and have a zeal for God. You know, I think of a lot of Christians that they're zealous about a lot of things that don't really matter. Amen. But we need to have a zeal for God. Amen. A zeal for His righteousness. A zeal for the gospel of Jesus. The second point tonight is my zeal must be more consuming than my circumstances. My zeal must be more consuming than my circumstances. I want you to notice something that he says in verse 141. "I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts." And then in verse 143, "Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight." You know, David was dealing with some enemies and adverse circumstances. And I want to tell you tonight that the fires of adversity will always come. The fires of persecution may come to our lives, just like they did to David. He said, "Because my enemies have forgotten thy words." He had enemies. He had adversity. He had fires of persecution. But here's what this point is all about, is that our zeal for God has to be more consuming than my circumstances. When David said, "My zeal hath consumed me," it was something that consumed his spirit. It consumed his heart. It was burning hotter than the fires of adversity were burning. It was burning hotter than the fires of persecution were burning. He had this burning zeal in his heart. And if you and I are going to walk with God faithfully, we must have a zeal that is more consuming than our circumstances. Our passion for the Lord and His Word, it must be hotter than the fires of our circumstances. You know, I think about how important it is that we keep the fires burning. The fires in our heart, fires for God, fires for His Word. Keep putting wood on the fire. We have to keep the fires burning. You know, when he says that in verse 139, my zeal consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words. But David goes on to say, I am small and despised in verse 141, yet do I not forget thy precepts. David did not forget the word of God. In verse 143, trouble and anguish have taken hold upon me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The word of God was a delight to him. He kept those fires burning. He kept adding wood to the fires so that his zeal consumed him. The zeal that was consuming him was greater than the circumstances around him. But then we come to this third point tonight, and that is this: my zeal must be constantly stirred by the word of God. It must be constantly stirred by the word of God. In verse 140, he said, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. You know, when it speaks of pure here, it's talking about that the word of God has been tested with fire. It has been tested and proven to be pure. He said it's very pure. As we saw in verse 139, very faithful. God's word is pure. It's been tested. But the word of God, it's like a word that burns. I think of Jeremiah 20. You remember Jeremiah? He was under persecution. And Jeremiah, I can't remember exact verse, but I know it's in chapter 20. And Jeremiah, he said that he wasn't going to preach God's word anymore. I mean, the fires were so hot around him that he just finally said, I'm not going to preach anymore. But then it goes on to say that God's word was a burning fire in his bones, that he could not stay. We have to keep the fires burning. And those fires come from the Word of God. As we spend time in God's Word, as we delight in the Word of God, as we meditate in the Word of God, as we love the Word of God, not forgetting the Word of God, but keeping it in mind at all times and thinking upon it. This is very important because our zeal for the Lord can grow cold. Now, think about zeal. As we talked about in the introduction, the root word for zeal meaning boiling hot, like boiling water. You know, I realized today that we have electric and gas stoves, and if you leave it, well, what's going to happen? All the water's going to evaporate and they're going to burn your pan. And I'm sure many of you have done that before. I know it's happened to me once, maybe twice, I don't know. But I want you to think about back in this context when they'd be boiling water over a fire, and you have to tend that fire to keep that water boiling. You have to keep putting wood in the fire. And that's the same is true for is concerning our zeal for God, our passion for God. We can lose it. We can grow cold. We can have misplaced zeal, as we talked about in the first point. Our zeal can be not based on God's righteousness. It could be based on wrong things. And so we need to be constantly stirred by the Word of God. Or maybe I could say kindled by the Word of God. We have to be constantly kindled by the Word of God. Because that zeal for prayer, that zeal for God can go cold. We can get weary. We can get tired in the battle. Only the Word of God can rekindle that zeal. Only the Word of God can stir up those embers. Only the Word of God can give life to our zeal. Notice what he said there in that last verse. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. I shall live. You know, we talked over and over in this psalm about being quickened by the Word of God, being given life and reviving by the Word of God. And so we must keep loving the Word of God, remembering the Word of God, delighting in the Word of God, letting the Word of God stir up that zeal, keeping that zeal hot for the things of God, keeping that zeal hot for God Himself and for His Word. And so tonight I want to ask you in conclusion, have you lost your zeal for the Lord? Have you lost your zeal for the Lord? Are you zealous for the right things? Are you zealous for the right things? You know, I think about what happened last night or yesterday in Uvalde, Texas. And there's a lot of people that have been stirred up emotionally to have zeal. But a lot of it's misplaced zeal. You know, people can get all stirred up for political reform, for gun control, for all these different things. But those things are not going to bring a solution to the problem. You know, the only solution really is the gospel. People need the gospel. They need hope that's found in Christ. We need to have zeal for the right things. Zeal for the Word of God. Zeal for God. Zeal to share the gospel with those that are lost. More than anything, our nation needs to turn back to God. And the only way they're going to do that is if we as God's people first turn our hearts back to God and have a zeal for God. Another question, is your zeal more consuming than your circumstances? Is your zeal more consuming than your circumstances? Sometimes the fires of adversity can dampen our zeal for God. The fires of persecution can sometimes cause us to lose our zeal for the Lord. We need to keep the zeal for God burning. It needs to be consuming and hotter fire than those fires around us. A last question. Are you constantly stirring up your zeal by the Word of God? Are you constantly stirring up your zeal by the Word of God? I believe as we get in the Word, meditate in it, spend time in it, pray through the Word, pray in the Word, pray the Word, that our zeal will be stirred for God. Father, tonight we come to you. We're so grateful that you have zeal, a great zeal to keep your word, to keep your promises. Your word is very faithful, as we read in this passage. I'm so thankful for that, that you have a zeal for upholding your righteousness. And Father, we thank you for the example here of David. The zeal that he had for your word, for your righteousness, that consumed him. Even though he was going through adversity and persecution, that zeal consumed more. It was more consuming than his circumstances. And Father, I'm thankful that his zeal was based on your righteousness. It was a right kind of zeal. A zeal for the things of the Lord. A zeal for your righteousness. For your name to be upheld. And he kindled that zeal continuously with your word. He loved it. He delighted in it. He remembered it. He spent time meditating and memorizing the word of God. Because he didn't have a copy like we would have today. He had it written in his heart. He had it memorized. And that word was like a burning fire in his bones. God tonight, I pray that you'd help us to evaluate our zeal. Do we really have the right kind of zeal tonight? Do we really have a zeal for you? Father, do we have a zeal that's more consuming than our circumstances? Do we have a zeal that's been rekindled daily through the Word of God? Please, God, help us to be zealous for your sake, like Phinehas was. Lord, help us to be zealous like Epaphras was, like Jesus, our Savior, was. Help us to have a zeal for God, an intense desire, an intense burning in our hearts for your righteousness. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.